friends. Welcome to the That Sounds Fun podcast. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs, and here is another surprise Monday episode. I'm just enjoying it, and thanks to all of you, I mean thousands of you who have taken the survey we posted last week. If you haven't done that, go ahead and still do that. We're going to leave it open for another week to get all your thoughts and opinions, but I just decided you, my friends, have earned an extra podcast episode, and a lot of you voted for two a week, like 90% of the thousands of you said two a week. So luckily, this was a really fun week to get to do this at my office. I was able to pull in some friends that were right here and talk about something that I think you're going to really love. Our episode on Thursday was the Passion Band, Melody, Brett, and Christian. And I love that episode. I think you did too. And today is another songwriting trio here at Crosspoint. For a lot of you guys who have walked with me the last couple of years, we had a pastoral change at my church, and it all kind of played out on the podcast, at least my experience of it, because y'all walked through that with me. And Kevin Queen, our new pastor, his episode is like one of our, like the number two most listened to episode ever. It's incredible. You should go back and listen to it. But one of the interesting things that has happened since Kevin has been our pastor is that our worship leaders and songwriters are writing these beautiful new songs. And our church just released a song on Friday called Right Now that you may have heard me and see me talk about on the internet. So the three songwriters were able to swing by my office today, which I totally love, and sit down and talk to you on a Monday morning about this song, about what God has done. And I cried twice. I mean, settle down, Annie. It is a Monday. So my apologies. But here is a real quick, fun conversation about the new song Right Now with the three songwriters, Chrissy Nordoff, Zach Cale, and Mike Grayson. Okay, thank you guys for being here. You just like made it happen all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You did it.
I'm really
sorry. It's a miracle.
No, I know,
it's awesome.
It is a miracle.
It was meant to be.
That's right. This is what Monday mornings are made of. Everybody's getting to listen to this on Monday morning. This is just a fun little surprise.
That's right.
Yes. So, Mike Grayson, everybody already loves you. You have your own episode. Excuse us.
Well,
what?
No, let's be honest. You're people royalty. Love my wife. I was just kind of part of the episode.
Not true. They love both of you. Yeah, they have a really great episode from about a year ago, maybe.
Yeah.
When y'all had an album come out.
Yep.
Grayson Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was so good. Mike, why are we here today?
We're here today because our church has been in this really cool season.
Yeah.
And out of just a really—
We go to the same church.
We go to Crosspoint.
Yeah.
And out of a season of just prayer and diving into kind of just the Lord in a very new season for our church. Mm-hmm. Songs have kind of been coming out of that. And Chrissy and Zach, who are also here with us, have been just a really cool part of that part of the story for Crosspoint as well.
I think I want people to know one of the most fun things about this conversation is so many of our friends who've been listening walked the whole thing with us.
Yeah.
They walked from the day that our pastor left, and we had Scott Sauls on the show who told me not to leave and said, when you don't give up is when you grow up. And to where we had Carlos on and why it was right for their family to go elsewhere to church, and to when we had Kevin on as like, here's why he's the new pastor. And so this feels like the next cool part of the story is that after a season of pain and after a season of adjustment, and when a pastor has come in who has pushed us to pray our guts out just so that we learn to pray, songs are being born.
Yes.
It's so insane.
Yeah. It's cool that you kind of did that progression because, I mean, when you look at the bridge of this song, it's, we know that you are a fighter with the heart of a father, and you're going to finish what you started.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know our own lyric. Yeah. But that's like exactly where our church was when we wrote this song.
Chrissy and Zach, how did y'all get involved with songwriting here?
I guess last year, maybe this month, around this time last year, there's a publisher in town called Centricity, and they flew us all out to Washington State to to write some songs with each other. And we were sitting there maybe the last day, and no one had picked us to write.
We were the no picks. So they were like, everybody partner up. Yeah. And the three of y'all were the leftovers.
Yes. That's we were sitting there like looking at this beautiful valley. And I, you know, I asked Mike, I said, hey, you have a right? And then Chrissy was standing there. She's like, well, we don't have a right. And we really feel like in that right, we wrote a serious song, but If I could describe it as God dropping a joy bomb on the place,
yeah.
We just laughed the entire time, and it's been really special.
We laughed so hard that when we got up to share it that night, do you remember that? We were like, we hadn't done it, I don't think, all the way through once, because we were laughing so hard.
It was amazing.
But when we sang it, we could feel the Holy Spirit, and we got home and felt like this was special. But not only was that song special, but the dynamic was special of the three of us in the same room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that, but that's not when you wrote Right Now.
No.
No.
So it was the first write after that, though, wasn't it?
Here
in
town?
I think so.
It was, my wife and I and daughter had just moved to town and have a little studio in the house. And it was the first like time that we opened this studio up to write, and we worshiped for like 15 to 20 minutes before we wrote the song.
Yeah.
And then this phrase just kept latching on to what we were praising, and it was right now, God, we want to move right now and right now. And the song was born in that one place, you know.
And what was so beautiful, and you wouldn't think this, but in a lot of worship co-writes, like where you're sitting down,
I have literally never been in one, so teach me everything, Chrissy.
Okay, come on in sometime.
Yeah, no, I don't want that, but you go ahead, tell us.
But it's interesting because it's really a lot of times it's focused on what's going to be accomplished, which is good, right? But there's an essential step that I believe is skipped probably 80% of the time or more, which is worship itself.
Yeah.
So starting, like you said, starting with worship itself, it changes everything in a right. It sets the atmosphere. It puts your hearts in the right place, and it opens your ears in a way that does not happen if you skip it.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, Chrissy.
I know.
I see you. She's not playing today. She said Monday.
That's right.
I'm coming in hot.
Come on, Monday.
That's right. So Thursday on the show, right before this one, it was the Passion Music Band.
Oh, cool.
So it's Christian, Brett, and Melody, which is so funny because two episodes in a row, two guys and a gal.
Yes.
And there's four of us. But, Mike, I would love for you, and this – I may cry even just talking to you about it. I would love for you to talk about the first time we ever sang Right Now. Do you remember it?
Yeah. I was terrified.
Yeah.
I wasn't terrified. I was really nervous because, A, you know, just the season that our church is in, and then, B, feeling like, you know, we've been praying that the Lord would move in a way that he hasn't. You know, like when the Lord says, I'm going to do a new thing, it's not, okay, take what was old and make it better.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, do something totally new.
Yeah.
You know? And that's a lot of what this season is for us, and writing songs even, just from the perspective of, you know, we're not writing songs for the global church necessarily. We're trying to be a great local church. You know, we're
and
trying.
And you're on staff at Crosspoint.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. What
I'm
is
the
your job?
Director of Worship Culture.
Oh, congratulations.
Which is super fancy.
I think I'm the director of confetti culture at Crosspoint. Yeah. That's about it. Like
so
the
true.
Fun culture. That's
yeah.
About it.
But I just remember that day just, you know, gosh, just feeling just anticipation of like, God, this is, if it felt like the start of a move, you know, of kind of maybe even the next season that our church is in, you know? And the thing I love about Right Now is that not only is it, yes, God, you brought us through what we've been through, but it's like we're believing for more.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I was telling them earlier, one of the phrases around here we say a lot is everyone's welcome, no one's perfect, and anything's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that last thing, anything's possible, it's like if we actually believe that, if we actually believe that with God anything is possible, what does life look like then?
Yeah.
You know, and I think for a lot of us, we say that, and yet we put a ceiling on God time and time again for what we're actually going to believe that he could do.
Yeah.
So this song, I love that it says, as you did then, here, right now, which some people will go, well, wait a second, he does that now. But for a lot of us, we look at the Bible and go, that was then.
Yeah.
You know, but what we're saying is no. Like if that was then, the same God, he's still the same God of the impossible.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
right now. So,
I love that idea of like we're so grateful for the rescue, but we're not satisfied. That's not all he's going to do.
Yeah,
he is going to do so much more, and we've seen that. Zach, you can speak to this. People went to church yesterday, and something's going on in their church that's really hard, and they're in pain, and they think God can do something, but he's not doing something.
Right.
What do you do on Monday after that?
You hope again. For us, I know we're walking through a season that's extremely hard for us. And Sunday...
As a family? Or as a
family. Okay. As a family. We're walking through a season.
I'm not trying to get in your business. No. I just want to know who the we was.
Yeah, my family. Yeah, we were just walking through a season. And week after week, God doesn't seem to answer the prayers that we're saying. Mm-hmm. But I know he is faithful. And every Monday, I'm just reminded again of his goodness and his hope. And we trust in that again, knowing that what he started, he will finish.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Time and time again.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that gives us hope, because he is who he says he is.
Yeah. That, I mean, sometimes that is the only rope that I'm tied to.
Right.
Is that he is who he said. Every other rope is given up on me, and the one I can tie to and hang on for dear life is that he is who he says he is.
Yep.
Chrissy, what do you think? Well, on a Monday morning, their church was not what they hoped. And Sunday let them down more than brought them up.
Yeah.
Because we had a season of that. I mean, I had a season of that. Church. Can I say that? Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Did
it's
you feel
honest?
That here?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
honest to say.
Yeah.
Really. Well, first of all, I feel like something that the Lord has told me time and time again, even in those church situations where there's, you know, dynamics and change and all of that, he's told me, don't let anything stop your worship. Anything.
Wow.
You raise your hands and you worship me with abandon every time, no matter what's going on. And then the other thing I would say is I'm reminded of the Bible story where someone keeps knocking on the door and asking for bread. And eventually, you know, that door is going to get opened. So I feel like we need to keep knocking no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
We keep knocking until the Lord answers.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. I mean, y'all, just getting people go win. Mike, what have you seen happen as our church has sang right now? What do you say? I mean, because I mean, I can tell you what I see when people hit that, when that beat drops, when people hit that bridge, and people lose their mind. I mean, people are, I see it. I mean, the reason I wanted to talk to y'all, besides as fun for my friends who are listening and it being a Monday morning, is this song has changed my life. I mean, I was asking you for a recording of it the day after we sang it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it just took you like, what, 6 months? It's fine. It's available
this
now.
This is the process. But,
okay.
It takes some time.
You should just sing it on a voicemail and send it to me. What have you seen? How have you seen it affect the people?
Wow. That's a good question.
Thank you.
It's hard. I think it's hard from our perspective sometimes to fully grasp that question because we are so close to it. But the cool thing for me has been my prayer – really my entire life when it came to music, was that I could be a part of something that I felt like I could step back and that God would carry it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That I didn't have to be the performer, the, you know, I'm going to make you pay attention.
Right.
But that God would literally be the one who gets the attention.
Yeah.
And there's a thing when we get into the bridge of this song that it just feels like literally I could not be on a microphone. And our people, it becomes their song.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a way
that has happened with this song.
Yeah. In a way that I haven't felt really before with some of the songs.
Have y'all gotten deleted at Crosspoint?
Yeah. I have several times. I remember the first time, though, we sang it, I didn't lead it.
Yeah.
I came to just to watch and to worship. And you never know. When you write a song, you may love it. And then it may have life on a voice memo, and it may have life, you know, on a guitar, but then you just don't know if it's going to have life in a room.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time that I heard everyone begin singing The Bridge, I leaned over to my wife and went, well, that works. Because I think Louis Giglio says that God sometimes breathes on a song, and I'm not going to say he breathes on this song.
He breathes on this song in our
does.
Church.
Yeah, he does. He absolutely does. And it just, the bridge has such life to it.
Yeah.
Because it's, again, it's just declaring the promise of God. It's putting good theology on the lips of people. And that's a great thing.
Oh, come on with that. So. Yeah. There is something about, and we see this kind of across our city, that churches that are either revitalizing or coming to life or in a new season are releasing songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize how hand in hand those things went.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen in every, it is not the defining marker of if your church is healthy.
Right.
Well, Song of Moses is like that though, right? It's like, God, we need you to do something. You did something. As soon as we get across the sea, here's a song to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
you're right.
So you declare out of these moments of faithfulness.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You win.
That's
true. That's right. That'll preach. That will preach. Mike, when y'all were writing this, What were you thinking about? Were you thinking about your family? Were you thinking about yourself? Were you thinking about church?
I think we were specifically thinking about church, like the, especially the line, we want to know the God of impossible. Mm-hmm. I mean, I said the same thing to them that day, is like, this is something that we say in our church a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it really hits us the way that it should always, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, and that was the season of, okay, God, you have to do the impossible here.
Yeah.
You know? And so to now be... I mean, almost a year, well, probably 6 months since Kevin has been here.
No, it's been a year.
Has
August.
It?
And oh, we're in May, so okay. 10 months, 11, I can't do math.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Math
August,
is hard.
Yeah.
It is.
Between 6 and 12 months.
It is. This is one story that I've been a part of that I can look back and go, holy smokes. Like, God, you did it.
No joke.
Like you
for my whole
and
life.
You are continuing to do the impossible.
That's right. For my whole life, this will be a story. I've said to people, if I ever question if God will show up for me, and ever question if Ephesians 3:20 is true, this is the story I'll go back to. Because he did. He did more than we could have asked or imagined with this church. Mm-hmm. And so us getting to sing like, yeah, you are the God of the impossible, and you're going to do right now what I did not know you were going to do. Mm-hmm. Mm. And so when other areas of my life feel faithless, I go, okay, but we remember mm-hmm. what yeah. you did at Crosspoint.
All of us have a friend named James Teeley, who's a writing professor at Belmont University here in town. And the first time that I wrote with James, he said, hey, what does your church need to sing right now? Mm. It wasn't, hey, what song, what cool, clever idea do you have? It's, what does your church need to sing right now?
Yeah.
And there's so many times that we, especially here in Nashville, we get in a room and we're trying to write for movements, for big, like,
right.
let's write for the big guys, you know? But I encourage young worship leaders, and I encourage us, just write for moments.
Yeah.
Write for moments that your church needs to hear, not for movements that you want people to hear.
Oh, man, you know? I mean, that's the truth for preachers, that is a truth for authors, that is a truth for podcasters. Don't do it for the hope of the big thing. Do it for what the people need right now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And what is right there.
Oh, I see what you did with the right now.
I didn't mean to, but I'm proud. I don't feel bad about it.
It feels really good.
Chrissy, a fun thing, one of the reasons we're doing this is because we have friends who just filled out a survey, and so I want to give them some fun episodes, some extra ones. But one of the things a lot of people said in the survey is they are active in a church. And they're involved in a church. And so for the people that are like young writers that want to be songwriters for the church, what do they do next? What's the next thing you do?
Usually the very first thing that I recommend young writers do is to put the Psalms in front of them, grab an instrument and play through it.
And just make up songs
sing
around
it.
The Psalms.
Sing it. Yeah, put melodies to Psalms. So that's, I think that's probably the greatest way that I've grown as a worship writer.
That's brilliant.
And it's really weird. It's almost like the Holy Spirit imprints on your heart. Certain things that you can't even express. You don't know how to tell other people to do it other than go play through the Psalms.
Do y'all do that?
I mean, yeah, at least a couple times a day.
Totally.
See, never
Here's
once.
Here's the thing. Chrissy, for those of you who don't know, Chrissy's incredible. I mean, she's been a writer for a long time here in town.
Yeah.
Your great name, Natalie Grant, she wrote.
Yeah,
I mean, she's
like,
a phenomenal.
No joke songwriter.
Yes,
yeah.
Phenomenal writer. And she has such a heart for mentoring younger writers, which is, I love that you asked her that question, because she, especially young female writers, like she just has a heart to kind of raise them up. She does this really cool thing called Brave Worship, which you can find on iTunes and all that good stuff. Great songs. And she brings that into a write. She doesn't know it, but like she's always kind of, it's like, it feels like she's kind of like mentoring us at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And you just learn, you learn from Chrissy when you're in the room with her, which is a gift.
Oh, that's really nice.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, that's really
sweet. Well, I learn from you guys too.
Yeah, right.
Especially I learn about where the greatest fries in Nashville
yeah,
come from.
Yeah, that's right.
Right next to Zach's house is this burger joint that has it's called Riverside Grill.
I've never been.
Riverside Grill Shack.
We call them Holy Spirit fries because
oh my gosh.
Whenever we're stuck in a song, we go get these fries and somehow the song gets finished.
They're amazing.
For
yes.
Real.
Yeah.
For real.
We have a new song that we wrote together called Watch What He Will Do, which we love. But that
yeah,
was,
don't worry. I just bawled through that last Sunday. I was like, okay, I see you.
That
okay.
one had the Holy Spirit fries all over it.
Yeah, for For sure it did. So do y'all see this keeping going? Like, do y'all, will y'all keep writing together?
Oh, yeah. We have a standing write pretty much once a month that we, that we try to always write together.
Okay, good. As a receiver, I say thank you. Keep doing that. Yes. For churches, because there's a handful of my friends that are listening that are pastors in churches, and maybe they don't have songwriters in their church, but they want songs for their season. How do you find that?
Well, one thing that we're doing.
I love your faces.
That's a really good question.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. One way is to raise up writers in your church. Because I feel like a lot of times what you need for your congregation is already there.
Okay.
Sort of searching through and asking questions.
Yeah.
But yeah, one thing that we're doing is trying to raise up, like Mike was saying, some writers and working on just getting out resources for writers. Mm-hmm. And there's more besides what we're doing. There's tons of resources out there. But even bringing in writers from the outside to help train up what's going on inside your church is very effective also, because not only do you get songs, you know, as a church with your church's what they need to hear, their voice, their cry, but they're also training up the people in your church simultaneously to then go ahead and do that on their own.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good word.
Wow. I think you have to be okay with it being messy.
Yeah.
With it not being perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe it not sounding like the radio.
Well, yeah, that's a great thing, because I think a lot of people think, oh, I want songs for my church, but I want them to be How Great Is Our God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's like, that's the thing that I love about writing songs for your church, because if it works in your church, it might not work anywhere else. That's the thing. Like right now might not work anywhere else, but like God, there was something about it for our church, and that's enough.
Yeah.
Like that has to be enough, you know? And so that's the thing. You might have someone who, they aren't the greatest songwriter, but they write something that your church can sing, and it puts lyric and melody to a season.
And it doesn't have to be three verses and two choruses and a bridge.
No.
That's that battle song that someone just did spontaneously.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, surrounded. Yeah. I mean, that is two lines that we say over and over again. Yeah. You can just write what is true, even if it's short, and it'll change your congregation.
That's right.
Yeah. Mike, how do people find, if they want to listen to the song?
Yeah. So it's going to be on all digital platforms.
It is. This is Monday.
It's already there, so check it out. But if you go to crosspoint.tv/right now, there's the song, the links for the songs, the video. There's a video that we're putting out with it. Chord charts, like everything you can want.
I was there for the video. You can't see me, luckily, but I was there. So everybody can know.
Your presence is
my
felt.
My presence. When that's you watch it, there's an Annie.
Yes.
In there.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can go there, and that's everything will be
there. Okay, crosspoint.tv/right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's my favorite part, is that I have you trapped in a room, and I get to say to you, this song has changed my life.
Wow.
And I am so thankful. And so I'm the lucky one, because I run a podcast where I get to trap people and tell them how important their art is to me. Mm. And I am so lucky to go to church with you, Mike, and to worship in a church where you lead us.
Wow.
And for y'all to write this stuff for us is such a gift. And so I luckily get to take a minute and tell you how much this song means to me. And how I see it meaning stuff to my friends. And it has stood with me in a season that we didn't expect. And it's led us into something beautiful, and I'm really thankful for y'all. So we will encourage our friends to listen to that song, because it may change other lives outside of our church. Mm-hmm. It may not. We did it for the local church.
That's right.
Anything else y'all want me to say? Sorry, I cried.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you. Thank you.
It's so encouraging, and that's why we want to do what we do.
We wanna know the God of impossible. Let us see your fire fall down. We wanna watch you move in miracles as you did then here right now.
Yeah, so sorry I cried, friends. But this song really has, I mean, like I said in the podcast, the song has really changed my life. And I am so deeply grateful for it and for these songwriters. Like Mike said, you can get the song on iTunes. It's on Spotify. You can also get it at crosspoint.tv/right now. And make sure you thank Chrissy, Zach, and Mike. You can tag all them on Twitter, Instagram, or whatever, and tell them thanks for being on the show, for popping in and giving us a little fun Monday episode. Thursday on the show, get ready, friends, another worship leader. What is happening? I feel like I need to ask myself what's going on. One of my favorite worship leaders and songwriters, Harvest Bashta, is on the show. So make sure you stick around for that on Thursday. You guys have a great week. Go out and do something that sounds fun to you. Listen to Right Now and let me know what you think, because it is, oh, it's just so beautiful. And make sure you've taken the survey. If you don't mind, it's at anniefdowns.com/podcast. You can go there to click the link to take the podcast survey, or it's in the show notes. All this stuff will be in the show notes for you. So, okay, go out and do something that sounds fun to you. Happy Monday, friends. Love you, mean it. And I will see you on Thursday with Harvest.
Impossible, let us see your fire fall.